let's so we actually have some sponsors for the podcast now, which is great. Hold on. These are made up, you know, like, so other podcasts, they have these sponsors, but they're fucking stupid. So, but nobody makes fun of them because the people that make fun of stuff are podcasts. They don't make fun of them because podcasters are poor and they'll suck any tit they want. And I'll cut off my right foot if you tell me of any podcaster that has turned down an advertisement in their early years. So, so we have an advertiser for the show now. Bill, you've heard of Lumosity?
Yes.
Yeah, Lumosity. It's a great app. It's, they have this new, you know what it is? It's for working out your brain.
Okay, yeah.
You know, because we work out our bodies every day.
Yes.
But when do you work? When do you work out your brain?
Sundays.
Yeah, me too. Well, I mean, the only way to do it, because Lumosity has proved this through brain science,
the strongest of the sciences.
The strongest of the sciences. They've proven that video games are the way to get smarter. So you go on Lumosity.com and you play these games, and through the science of brain science.
The strongest
of the sciences. You get smarter. So they now have a new thing, which is great, because before that, I don't know how to make your brain smarter. You know, they really did figure that out. People were just getting dumber. You would be born and then you'd get dumb. And
I'd play video games before knowing of Lumosity.
That's why you're so smart.
No, it's because I get dumber. But with Lumosity, they're telling me to play their video games, and it's different and thus smarter.
Yes, I agree. And you know what else is great about Lumosity is that despite, you know, you're right, their games are different. They make you smarter. They're not like other video games. And my favorite part is that whenever there's a controversy, I haven't been playing my games lately, a controversy about video games, I like that Lumosity is silent and does not decide to ever speak up in favor of video games. Because, you know, that's a really great attribute for a company saying that video games make you smarter, is that whenever there's a problem where people say video games make people violent, I like that they don't say anything. Right, because if you really believed that video games could make your brain smarter,
you'd think you'd want to
say something when something bad happens. But I like that they don't. That's my favorite part about them.
They like being very run-of-the-mill. They like they like giving into pressure and joining the major crowd.
Just hiding in the corner like a coward. I mean, that's the kind of company I like. So when people accuse GTA of something, they just, oh, no, that's not our video games. Ours are different.
When they hide in the corner, they have just very smart brains.
Very smart brains in the corner, and you can bounce things from that corner, and you understand that corner. But they have a new thing. It's called... So now you can work out your brain. You can work out your body, right?
A lot of gains.
So now they have the pussy and dick gym, where you can... How often do you work out your dick?
Tuesdays.
Yeah, most people don't. It would surprise you to know that most people don't exercise their dick or pussy at all.
I only have one.
But if you have both, you have to Goodwill. Maybe you can get another one. I don't know. I haven't read Lumosity's new program.
Yeah, I haven't gotten the latest edition.
So thank you so much to Lumosity for that sponsorship.